Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember to subscribe and share the podcast if you haven't already. And also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 for more content. And also every Monday, new episodes of the book series. The podcast started as a personal project of personal stories and me trying to organize my past and also assisting anybody out there who can relate to my stories. And so then they can organize their past and deal with the pain. And now it has evolved to the book series of today. I have found a lot of good stuff in reading. I was not a reader. And that's why this short bonus episodes also helps you. Maybe if you hear something interesting, then maybe you can pick up that book that I am recommending in the book series or just the one that I mentioned here on the bonus episodes so that you can begin your own journey and read more and find yourself in this vast universe of things. So on today's bonus episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the page 162, May 28th, the first two things before acting. And this is from the book, The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday and Stephen Hanselman. So here it says, the first thing to do, don't get worked up. For everything happens according to the nature of all things, and in a short time, you'll be nobody and nowhere, even as the great emperors, Hadrian and Augustus, are now. The next thing to do, consider carefully the task at hand for what it is, while remembering that your purpose is to be a good human being. Get straight to doing what nature requires of you and speak as you see most just and fitting, with kindness, modesty, and sincerity. This is Marcus Aurelius' Meditations. It says here, imagine for a second what Marcus's life as an emperor must have been like. He would preside over the Senate. He would lead the troops in battle, direct the grand strategy of the army as its highest commander. He would also hear appeals from citizens, lawyers, foreign governments. In other words, like most people in power, he was called on to make decisions all day, every day, decision after decision. His formula for decision-making is a battle-tested method for doing and acting right, literally, which is why we ought to try to use it ourselves. First, don't get upset, because that will color your decision negatively and make it harder than it needs to be. Second, remember the purpose and principles you value most. Running potential actions through this filter will eliminate the bad choices and highlight the right ones. Don't get upset. Do the right thing. That's it. And I wanted to add to this that now that I am going through my own, you know, self-discovery, and it's a never-ending journey, you know, progress, not perfection, but I used to get upset a lot when a challenge came to me that I hadn't pre-approved. For example, when I used to, you know, do acting, I was up for the challenge of a character because I had signed up for that. So I was ready for that. And it kind of, you know, gave me this little je ne sais quoi where I would feel the fuel of having to prove myself and overcome the challenge and get to the other side. But I hadn't mastered life. And I realized that when obstacles and challenges happened in life where I had to act and be proactive and make decisions, I was all in my feelings. And that's certainly, it's not good when you are facing, you know, life. Life is all about things that we don't know what's going to happen, and all of a sudden they happen and you have to make a quick decision. And if you're all up in your feelings only, and I say only because you always have to acknowledge the fact that you feel a certain type of way. Don't ever dismiss or deny them, but don't let them overpower your decision-making process, which is very hard. So I will give you guys that. Obviously, it's easier said than done. But as I said, it is a moment where you switch. So when you get that feeling, do yourself a favor and acknowledge the feeling that you're having. And then bring yourself back to this moment and say, okay, I understand that I'm feeling this. There is an opinion or a judgment or something happening here. But what am I to do with this? Because if we don't acknowledge the feeling and we let the feeling rule, then we're just going to be reacting to the world. And granted, here it says, you know, don't get upset. It's impossible not to get upset. But I think that if we just live in the awareness of us being upset and then just break it down and say, okay, I am upset, I understand, but just give me a minute so that I can figure this out before I make a decision that may change something big or something small. Because you never want to be in a position where you are acting solely on feelings. Because your feelings are going to change. Nothing is forever. You're never going to be angry 100% of the time, and you're never going to be sad 100% of the time. Those are moments. So don't let something that's going to constantly change and flow to influence and overpower so much your decision-making in everyday life. And I think we lack assessment. We lack this idea that we need to sit down and assess the situation properly. And I think that that has to do with this thing that we keep getting stuck in our feelings, and we want to try to just feel the feeling, and we never get around it. We never get to resolve it. We never get curious enough to say, where is this feeling coming from? Like, why am I so upset about this? So that we're able to cross the bridge and say, oh, okay, I know what I'm upset, so let me just put it on hold and let me make this decision. So you have to see things clearly, because sometimes feelings do cloud our judgment. And then instead of us really being, to some extent, the closest we can be to being objective, we project our feelings onto other people and situations, and we make fatal mistakes thinking that we're doing the right thing, when in reality, we're just doing what we feel will make us feel better. That's just one way to look at it. All right, that's it for today. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Again, this is Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You, bonus episode, and I'll see you next time. Bye.